Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
Ira, you stay right there, and I'm going to pick up Sam Darnold right now, ladies and gentlemen. New York Jets rookie quarterback. We're very excited to have him on the show for the first time. Now, don't get confused, Sam. It's the Michael K. Show. However, Michael's not here right now. Neither is Don.
A little busy.
You have myself, Peter Rosenberg, and Alan. But welcome to the show, Sam.
Sweet. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, listen, I'm doing something that's unheard of. It's never been done before. But you will find out when, as a New York Jet, there's one fan who stands above the rest. He's at everything. Every day of training camp, he calls every time the Jets come up on any radio station. I sort of think he's a psychopath, but I like him. Ira, this is Sam Darnold. Sam, this is Jets superfan Ira, and I'm going to let Ira ask you the first question.
Uh-oh. All right, shoot it.
Hey, Sam, congratulations, by the way. Just curiosity, after 2 days in camp, how much faster is the speed of the NFL game compared to a college game?
That's a really good question. I think in terms of speed, everyone's faster, everyone's stronger. But at the same time, I think the cool thing to understand there is the offense is faster as well as the defense, you know? So your guys are getting open just as the defensive guys are closing faster. So, it's really fun to be able to compete with each other and kind of just step my game up a little bit and compete at a high level. I think that's just it, though, it's true that everyone's faster, everyone's stronger. But, you know, everyone, you know, on your offense or, you know, vice versa, if you're playing defense, everyone on your defense is faster and stronger as well.
So, right.
It's just really fun. It's really fun to be able to compete at that level. But as a quarterback, you know, to be able to make fast decisions and process everything quickly is really fun for me, and I take it as a great challenge.
How eager were you? Like, just personally, football is your life. You've played it your whole life. You finally get drafted to the NFL. You show up, you're here, you're ready to go, and your contract isn't quite signed yet. How hard was it personally? How desperate were you to get out there and just play?
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. But I knew what needed to get done. And so, you know, I was just staying patient with it. And yeah, you know, I kind of let my agent take care of it at that point. And then, you know, when I got that call to be able to, you know, go out there and play, I rushed over and, I was able to go out to practice. And I'm sure maybe you guys did or didn't see that video of everyone slow clapping, but it was a pretty cool moment for me, and it was awesome to kind of be accepted like that, because I didn't know, I was envisioning it for a week as I was sitting in my hotel, kind of what it was going to be like, you know, coming back, maybe in the middle of practice, which kind of happened in the middle of a stretch at the beginning, but you know, they welcomed me with open arms, and it was awesome to be able to come out there with my teammates and just have a blast with them at practice.
It shows you how much, too, obviously your teammates look at you as how important you are to the team, to them, to the future and everything else. So I'm sure that meant a lot to you. But you know already, I'm sure, just a few months here in New York and through social media dealing with New York fans, I'm sure there was a part of you that while you knew your agent had a job to do and he had to take care of that, it's not really like as if you're the one in there saying, I refuse to sign this or that, that fans will always blame the player and take it out on the player, and there were nicknames being made for you and everything else like that. Was there a part of you that, as you're going through a couple of days missing camp and fans reacting, media reacting the way they were, was that tough to go through that, saying to yourself, Just get me out there. Just get me out there. I don't want to start my career this way. You know, that had to have been difficult for a guy that obviously was so well received on draft night to obviously missing your first day of camp.
Right. It was hard. But at the same time, you know, I'm in those type of moments where I know what's best for me, I'm able to really stay patient. I've had a bunch of decisions, hard decisions that I've had to make in my whole life. You know, going to USC and not going in during the spring semester, but I was, you know, I made the decision to hold back, play my basketball season, go to prom and go to USC during the summer. And, So it was just my whole life. I've really been patient with all of this, all the decisions that I've made. But especially this, you know, this kind of decision and, you know, everything that happened in terms of the contract, I was just staying really patient. Because, you know, I know how it could affect me, you know, in the long term. So I was able to stay patient and, you know, it sucked missing, you know, a few days of practice. But in the long term, I think it was worth it.
Now, you just mentioned basketball. I got to ask you, I'm a basketball guy. Now, I've seen highlights, so I think I know the answer to this. You still dunk?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, you catch oops, right?
Yeah.
Like,
how good were you?
That's
in
pretty
impressive.
I mean, no, you got to see the highlights.
Is that good?
Like, they used to lob to him. He was Lob City.
No, I wasn't dunking like that, but.
Come on.
I was staying out in the perimeter, though. I was driving and I was shooting threes, so that was more my game. but if I was on a breakaway, yeah, I'd try to dunk it and I could get up there. But no, basketball has always been fun for me, and you know, in the off season, I might mess around a little bit, but now I gotta be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, those legs just got very expensive.
Yeah, Aaron, don't be Aaron Boone. We don't need that.
So. What's this quarterback room like? I know you're just getting into it, but you have a really, in my opinion, just covering him here the last year or so and interview him a few times, a really generous, kind veteran in Josh McCown. And then you also have, by all accounts, a great guy and someone who is obviously desperate to get back at it and perform in Teddy Bridgewater. Tell me about the QBs in that room.
Yeah, I think all the words you used to describe Josh could be said the same for Teddy. Teddy's an amazing guy, amazing person. You know, everyone talks about Josh and how great of a person he is, and it's true. He's, you know, honestly, he's one of the best humans I've met, but, you know, Teddy's the same. Teddy's a great person. It's just such a special QB room to be a part of. But don't get me wrong, you know, we're going to compete. We're going to compete and, you know, make it hard on each other, but, you know, that's what it's about. It's about competing, making each other better, and just going out there every single day and pushing each other. But at the same time, we understand that the decision that's going to be made, you know, in terms of the starter, is going to be a coach's decision. So it's really, you know, everything that goes on there is, you know, we take really lightly. But at the same time, we're going to compete with each other, but. When we're in the QB room, it's laughs, it's jokes. You know, we're obviously taking it seriously, but we're able to have fun with each other and you know, kind of be a little family in there.
Yeah, we talked to Coach Bowles the other day, and he made it clear, and I believe him when he says that this is a legitimate open competition. The job is now Josh's. It's your job and Teddy's job to take that job. Mm-hmm. Would you consider it a real disappointment to not start week one, or is that not an obsession of yours, just a goal?
No, not at all. Yeah, it's a goal. But you know, there's a fine line. You know, I am obsessed with becoming a starter one day and working my way up there. But at the same time, I think the coaches know best when it's Josh's time to play or Teddy's time to play or whether it's my shot to get in there. So, you know, I think that's why we have coaches, you know, because if players were making decisions, you know, if some of the receivers were calling plays out there, they'd be calling plays for themselves, you know. So it's cool to be able to go out there and know that we're in good hands with the coaches and whatever they say at the end of the day goes. And we're just going to, you know, if Teddy's the starter, if Josh is the starter, I'm going to be, you know, the best backup in the league, you know, and I'm going to compete that way. So and it's about staying ready too. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to start. And if I don't get it, I'm going to handle it that way. But, you know, I'm not even really worried about that. I'm worried about competing and you know, just getting better every single day.
So the way you're talking is interesting because, again, it's a franchise that made an aggressive trade up. Felt incredibly fortunate that you were there to take it number three. A fan base that I'm sure, as you've learned by now, this is a franchise that hasn't had a lot of franchise quarterbacks. They've been desperate for one for a very long time. You have fallen into the laps. You have been anointed. But yet you speak as if you're someone that feels like I can do this at my own pace, that there's no urgency or pressure on me to be there before maybe I'm ready to be there. So you feel like that? Are you getting that impression that, hey, listen, Sam, no pressure. You get there when you're ready, and we'll let you know when you're ready. But it's not as if they're saying, you need to be ready. You've got to be the guy. We need you right now.
Well, I think that's just kind of it. I mean, if they feel like I'm ready, then I'm ready. And that's the thing, is if what they see in practice impresses them and impresses them enough that they want to name me the starter, then, you know, great. You know, I'm going to go out there and play my butt off and try to make the most of my opportunity. But at the same time, if they name Teddy or Josh the starter, then that's the best way to do it. You know, I think that's kind of the mindset I'm taking. It's what I've thought my whole life, really. Even, you know, just going back to basketball, I think I was on an all-star team. You know, we played NJB, our rec league, when I was really little, and then I made the all-star team, and that was the first time in my life that I came off the bench. And, you know, I wasn't really happy about it, but then my dad was just like, hey, it's an all-star team. Everyone's good. When you get in there, just do what you do. And, you know, I think that's kind of the same way of looking at it in terms of, you know, playing quarterback. But I mean, obviously there's only one starter, and that's how you want it, so that everyone can communicate, and we can all be on the same page. But at the end of the day, when I get in there, I'm going to try to make the most of my opportunity.
So has anyone, like, even if it's just casual and in fun conversation, has anyone talked to you about the fact that this is a historic team with an incredibly loyal fan base, one of the most loyal fan bases of the many teams in the city? But don't get me wrong, there have been good seasons from Chad Pennington, from Brett Favre, from Ryan Fitzpatrick, but the truth is, there has not been the it guy quarterback in a Jets uniform since Broadway Joe Namath. Have people brought that up with you, and have you gotten to talk to Joe Namath yet?
No one's brought that up to me at all.
Well, we are now. No pressure. No pressure at all. It's only been 40-something years, but
yeah. No, everyone's been telling me that. You know, obviously we haven't won a Super Bowl since Broadway Joe. So, but yeah, and no, I haven't gotten to meet him yet. I'm looking forward to that day. But yeah, we're all aware of it here. But at the same time, it's, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, we're aware of what it's going to take to be able to make our way to the top, but we got to stay patient with it, and we got to understand that it's a process and go about it that way. I think just taking it one day at a time is the best thing we can do right now.
I'm excited for you to meet him, by the way. He is the best.
Yeah, I've heard.
His swag right now at age 75 or whatever Joe is incredible.
And you know what he is too, Sam? This is what he is for you. For me, he's the guy you look at and you see how he's received. Now, he won one Super Bowl 4 decades ago, and you see how he literally he's royalty. He can go anywhere he wants. And you see that, and that's what you tell yourself, that I just got to win one. Like, I just got to just do that, and I'll have that for the rest of my life. What this guy is in this city. You know, that's, I think, to me, is like that. You know, some people are cautionary tales. This guy is the dream.
The aspirational tale.
That's exactly what it is. So for you, I would just watch everything closely and say, that could be me.
Yeah, right now I think I'm worried about getting my opportunity once I get in there and winning one
game. Step at a time, boys.
Hey, by the way, that's one thing I can tell about you that's really...
Why is he way more mature than we
are?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Your poise, it's almost scary, you know? The same way it's scary that Ira's able to make time to go to Jets preseason every day, your poise for someone your age is unbelievable. What teams?
Credit the parents for sure.
What other teams do you root for, and did you root for growing up as a kid? Not necessarily football, other sports. Who are your teams?
No doubt. Yeah. First of all, I think credit to my parents on that one. They did an unbelievable job, in my opinion, raising both me and my sister.
What does your sister do, by the way? She in school?
She's 3 years older. She's actually getting her master's right now at the University of Rhode Island.
Okay.
And coaching some volleyball there.
Oh, very good.
So
she's nearby. That's great.
Yeah, but what'd you ask?
Teams that you root for, other teams.
Oh yeah, USC. no, I don't. I never really had an NFL team, to be honest with you guys.
What about, like, you know, are you a Laker guy? You a Lakers guy?
Oh yeah, Lakers, Dodgers, LA Kings. Mm. Yeah.
Excited about the LeBron move?
Yeah, we'll see, you know.
wow, we'll
no,
see.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what he can do. You know, I think it's just cool to be able to, you know, see Showtime again. Not that it's going to be like Showtime, but it's cool that, you know, when all the stars come out to Laker games, I think that's something special and something that I miss, you know, being a Laker fan. So So,
what's it going to take for me to get you to be a Knicks fan? Because I guarantee you'll get a seat on Celebrity Row easily.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. I hope. Yeah.
I mean, you got Porzingis. You know, you guys are going to grow up together in this city. I mean,
this
let's
is
get
sad,
this going.
Alan.
What are you talking about?
Listen to yourself.
No, he's a New Yorker now. Enough of this Lakers stuff.
Hold on. You think he can't get a good seat at a Lakers game?
I mean, he's here in New York. If I see him in L.A., that's a problem. I need him here in New York. I can work. Yeah. I can work on this for you right now. We can make this happen. Celebrity yeah. Row. Get an introduction at the Garden. People go nuts. What do you think? Negotiate.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. See, okay.
See, that's just being smart.
We're on board.
But yeah, I might have to check in with some of my Lakers fans at home, see what they think about it, and then I'll get back to you.
Hey, listen, Sam, thanks for being a great sport. Thanks for making time. We're excited to watch how things unfold, and glad to have you in the city.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All the best.
There he is, Sam Darnold of the New York Jets, and the guests just keep coming, because after this, we're joined by the host of the show, Michael Kay, on The Michael Kay Show.
So many questions for him right now.
I know. That's next on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to The Michael Kay Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.